Good. I got stuck in traffic on the way here. Did anyone else? Is that just like a constant thing around here? Or is that just unique? I feel like every time I come, I'm stuck in traffic. So we're recording this. I'm actually thinking, Jinwin, I'm gonna put it right here. I think that might work a little bit better. All right, so my name is Melissa McDonald. I work for the Christian and Missionary Alliance denomination as their children's disciple-making specialist. And if you can, you know, spell that, good job. If you can say it five times fast, even better. But we're not going to have a drill, so don't worry about it. I live in Iowa, so I do not live in Colorado where the office is. I live in Iowa. My parents are in Iowa as well. My dad's an Alliance pastor there, and my mom is a youth pastor there. And I moved back for a number of reasons about 8 years ago temporarily, and God has kept me there. And sometimes I wonder why, and other times I know why. I love being there, but Iowa's not as exciting as a lot of places could be. Michigan is more exciting, I think. Although not everyone thinks that, I've discovered. I like it. So anyways, I live in Iowa. I flew in yesterday because I knew it'd be a really long day today if I came this morning, but I'm excited to be with you guys. I get to come to Detroit Metro Chinese every year because Chinwin is very forceful, and I come every year to work with the kids, and I love it. It's such a blessing. And so this time I actually get to do some training, but we have a lot of things we're going to do. So we're going to like talk to each other, and we're going to move a little bit and all of that. So just prepare yourself for that. Now, we do have printouts because I know the importance of notes for some people. How many of you really appreciate the blanks that you get to fill out? Okay, I did this for you. I could care less. So there's probably a 90% chance that I messed up somewhere on there. So if I did, just let me know, okay? So we're going to do that. But last weekend I was in Portland, Oregon, speaking to a Hmong church. And I told them what I will tell my dear Chinese friends here. I happen to know that your faces very rarely show what you're feeling on the inside. So I know that you might look very stoic, but if you could today let a little bit of the party inside out of your face, that would be great because we're going to have a fun day. So do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and they were so funny because they look so angry all the time, but they're not. They're really excited. So I was teasing them the whole time, but thank you guys for being here, and we're going to have fun. First thing we're going to talk about is open doors, which is not just come whenever. It's actually the title, but that's okay. I don't care. It's fine. We're flexible. So we're going to talk about that. First, I should let you know, I've had a big year. In the last year, I got a knee replacement, and then 3 months after that, I got married for the first time ever, and that's great. But that is how I know that God does miracles, because I never thought I would get married, because I'm kind of a mess. And I never thought that would happen, and God was like, ha-ha, and gave me this awesome husband, whose name is Luis. He's Guatemalan, and he speaks great English, but we're finding that we still have a language barrier, but it has nothing to do with English. It has everything to do with man and woman. Because I'll be like, I understand every word you just said, but I have no idea what you said. So we are working through communication, and it's a hoot. So I'll be like, what? And I'm very analytical, and so I'm very like, you know, did you put gas in the car? And he will tell me a story. And I'm like, no, no, no. Yes or no. So we're learning, and it's exhausting. But two nights ago, we had a discussion about laundry. You know what I mean by discussion? We weren't fighting, but we solved it in about a half hour, which was really good for us. So we celebrated that. Like, yes, it didn't take us 4 hours. So anyway, so that's been fun. It's been a great adventure. So we have been married 8 months, next week, I think it is, or 2 weeks, so very cool. All right, we're going to talk about open doors, and the idea behind this is, let me ask you this. Have you seen culture shift at all in the last maybe 10 years? Yes. Okay, so here's the reality. We have, as Christians, oftentimes we begin to think,
there's nothing we can do. Like, culture is so far the opposite of what we are trying to live. And so what happens is we go, we don't know what to do. And yet we have to remember that we serve a God who has never said, oops. And that is encouraging to me. He never has said, oh no, I didn't see that coming. But I really believe that there are ways for us to still reach the culture, even though it's changing and shifting. So what I'm going to have you do is I want you to gather up at your tables. You're going to do this a lot. So if you don't like who you're sitting next to, this could be really awkward. So, and if you don't have anyone at your table, just join up with someone around you. And I want you to make a list of where you have seen culture shift. So just make a list of some of the culture shifts you've seen. Make sense? All right. So get to know the people at your table. Just take a, like, take two more minutes to keep talking.
The real relationship among real people, all of my counselors,
Okay, let's talk a minute. So the question I have is, have you seen culture shift?
Yes.
So yeah, right? And the more, it's funny, the longer you took, the louder you got, because you were like, oh, and this? I mean, it really has shifted a lot, hasn't it? And it can be really startling how much it has shifted. So what are some of the things you have on your list about how it's shifted or changed? Yeah, go for it.
We mentioned social media, the internet, technology.
Yeah, who else had that on their list? Social media, internet. I was born before there was internet. Like, now I think, how is that even possible? How did my mom not, how was she not able to Google how to take care of me? Like, and I survived. Yeah, so social media, internet, all that sort of stuff. What else? You can't just talk to each other. You have to talk to me, too. I'm not scary.
There's a lot of gender confusion that
yes.
You're about 10 years ago.
Gender confusion. That, just that alone is confusing to me. Like, I feel like it's pretty clear. You know, I feel like it's clear. What, you know, and it's very confusing. But yeah, we have kids being born. And then what's interesting is there's a whole bunch of parents that are raising their kids to be gender neutral. And so then they get to pick what gender they are. So they give them gender neutral names and toys and crazy, right? It's bananas. It's weird. But that's a very real thing.
Yeah. And today there's a celebration. It's really just along with that situation.
Yeah.
Really along with, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it is. And then we celebrate it. Oh, good. You found your true self. And but did they? You know, it's very confusing. Yeah. What else?
Globalization.
Explain that further. Globalization.
Like the closer connection between different cultures, different countries.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's also, of course, with the social media and the internet.
Yeah.
The convenience of transportation.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? When you think about it, like. How quickly you can get somewhere, how quickly you can, I'm speaking in Australia in March, and I'm like, oh, that's so far away. Well, then I looked, and really, it is far, but after 15 hours on the plane, I'm there, like there in Australia, and that to me is crazy. You know, and I know Chinwin just went back to Taiwan, like you get there quickly, you know, quickly, it feels like an eternity, doesn't it? Oh, I've been to Taiwan, I've been to China, and those are the longest flights of my life, but still it's very quick. And what's interesting with globalization is you can go to a different country and it can feel very much the same with the different ads that you see and the stores that you see, and very interesting. Yeah. Hello. Welcome. What else? Where else have you seen culture shift? What else was on your list? Yes, sir.
We had a polarizing political climate. One could argue that politics is always somewhat polarizing, but it seems like it's become more venomous and you know, vitriolic.
Yeah.
As of late.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it? It's exhausting how different political views, and not only that, just how the animosity between the two. Ooh, it's craziness. Yep. Where else? Anything else?
The blurring a lot of previous clear cut things, like what is virtual, what is reality.
Yeah.
That's kind of, yeah.
Yeah, very true. Very interesting how the blurred, I'll repeat that, just the blurring of like what's reality, what's virtual, what's real. I read an article that said kids today will probably travel less than the generation before them because they can virtually get anywhere, which I think is really sad, but very true. So interesting, though, how things have shifted. What about family? Have you seen a shift in family at all?
Probably I think the last 50 years, less.
Yeah, definitely. But it's gone are the days, really. It's pretty rare for a mom and dad to be raising their kids together. like that old, the nuclear family is not as common. Are you seeing more grandparents raising kids?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, families look different. So there's blended families. And then I was talking to a guy or a kid, and he's like, so my stepbrother's brother, who's not my brother, but it's his step, and I'm like, what? What? You know, he's like, I have 12 brothers and sisters, but none of them are actually like his full blood, you know what I mean? Just very confusing. But that happens all the time. I was talking to another kid, and he was explaining to me that both of his grandparents are divorced. So then he's got four different grandparent Christmases that he has to go to. And I'm like, I am exhausted for you. Like, that is so tiring. But family has shifted a lot. Also, there are two dads raising kids or two moms raising kids. And it's just very different. Yeah.
I have heard that there are more women staying at home with their children now than there has been in previous generations.
Interesting.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is really cool. I haven't read that, but that doesn't mean it's not happening. That's cool. Yeah, that's a good thing. Hopefully. Yeah.
This is more recent, but you had the rise of the Me Too movement. Greater awareness and accountability for sexual assault.
Yeah, so. Yep, definitely. It's interesting. We could even just look at the last things that have shifted in the last 2 years. And the Me Too movement, the gender neutral bathrooms. I mean, there's so many things that have shifted. So we can agree, right? Culture has shifted. So here's what I want you to do next. I want you to talk about completely different subject. What are some scriptures or scripture verses that have just been very near and dear to your heart through the years? Like, what's the verse that goes through your head when you're nervous or worried or whatever? And make a list of those.
Everything. And I think that one of these, what's the word? The Lord is the shepherd.